Good morning. We're learning Chayyadim Klal Gimel, and we're looking at Siman Aleph. Exiv Baruch Nafshi is Hashem Chol Kray Hashem Kachay. A person has to be Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu with every part of his being. Mechimad Tzarech Adam Baruch Hashem Bechol Kerovo. We have to be Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu with all of our insides. Also, the Baruch Hashinaka Hakravayim Meitzoya Meiraglayim. So the person has to cleanse himself before he starts. So a person should use the relieve himself before he starts davening. So the pasuk is teaching us that not only is our neshama praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, our body is praising Kadosh Baruch Hu as well, and it's appropriate that the body should be clean when it does that. That there shouldn't have items which a person looks at as being disrespectful. The same way we're going to see there's a halacha that the person cannot daven in the presence of soya. So having soya inside of the person is inappropriate because the body is supposed to be clean when it's praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. So a person should test himself, if he needs to relieve himself, when he wakes up in the morning, a person should see if he needs to use the bathroom. The Mishnah Berurah points out, and the Pesukim Mishnah Berurah points out over here in footnote number one, if the person attempts to use the bathroom and sees he does not really have a need to relieve himself, that's fine, and the person could daven at that point in time. He doesn't need to try and push himself beyond that which is necessary. The Chayim gets involved in other points which we're not going to get involved in, exactly the appropriate decorum while in the basic Yisei. It's important that there are halachas of how to do that. A person wants to look at that, they can look at the remainder of Siman Aleph deals with that point. And in Siman Beis, he deals with the proper, appropriate way when a person cleans himself, they make sure that they clean themselves in the appropriate way. In Siman Gimel, he says that this applies not only into the halachas of Gedolim, that a person has body waste from a remainder of food, fecal waste, where the person has to relieve himself from the meraglayim that the person has as well. This also goes into this concept of that the person's body should be clean. A person should see if he needs to relieve himself from meraglayim. Then the chayim gets involved in appropriate the decorum when a person is relieving himself from meraglayim. Specifically, he's discussing a situation where a man is doing that, the area whether a person's allowed to touch the organ which is used for that purpose, because that could arouse him, etc. It gets involved in that issue. Now, so there's going to be two points over here. There's one halacha that a person has to make sure that they clean themselves properly, that there's no tzoya left on their body. And when they do that, the person has to clean themselves appropriately. And also the point is that the person has to remove the tzoya which is inside of the body. So the chayadim in Siman Dalet goes to the following. So he mentioned this point in Siman Aleph, and again in Siman Gimel, the person has to cleanse himself, has to empty themselves out. See, Hikra Nikras Elokecha Yisrael is a pasuk in Amos, that a person should prepare themselves for davening. That's part of the process of davening, is a person has to prepare themselves appropriately. A person has to give thought process and clear and have awareness of their reglayim when they go to the Beis Elokim. So they're spoken with them. So what does it mean you have to be careful about your feet? So that the person has to be aware, if the person has a need to relieve themselves, they should not be davening, even if they have not. It's not immediate, but if they know the person has a sense of that there's going to be this need in the future, in the near future, Shmur Raglach, you have to wait for that purpose, to first relieve himself, and then you daven. Even if a person has a feeling that he has a need to use the bathroom, a person should not daven yet. I could wait. And I can wait to the point where we're going to see that the shir, which we say that is determinative in regards to this halacha for purpose of Shemoneh Esrei, so a person can wait the time it takes to walk down the Milim, which is usually translated as 72 minutes. The person is the urge is not that significant. He could wait until the time it takes 72 minutes. still a person should rather go and relieve themselves and not daven under the circumstances. For the purpose of Kriya Shema, for the purpose of Barachas, a person can hold the urge for 72 minutes. A person is allowed to say Kriya Shema. A person is allowed to say Barachas. But for the purpose of Tefillah itself, of Shemoneh Esrei itself, if a person has that level of an urge, if he has an urge, so a person should not daven. Now, we will clarify this point. If a person has an urge, which, if they wait a little bit, will actually go away, so it's not really considered an urge, and that's not a problem. If the person has an urge, which will remain, and it probably will intensify as the time goes on, even though the person can wait the period of 72 minutes before this actually happens that he has to use the bathroom, so a person should not daven under the circumstances. We'll clarify more of these halachas, Beis Hashem, in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.